This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They say age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay.
And if that's true, you should throw the book at this kid if he's guilty of what he's accused.
What shall he do?
However, despite the crime he's accused of, this person's going to have their whole life ahead of them.
Yeah.
And going into the system at this young age could do more harm than good. So what do you do when a criminal facing serious offenses may not have even hit puberty yet?
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we talked last week, Tommy.
Yeah.
About a string of robberies that happened in neighborhoods out in Irondale.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of homes broken into.
Cars.
Six cars were stolen, despite the fact there were only five people. Still haven't figured that out yet. And the Irondequoit Police Department have started to make arrests, including a 13-year-old they believed took part in these burglars. The phone number is 222-6000. What the hell are you supposed to do with a 13-year-old accused of burglarizing a home and stealing cars? 13 years old. Take your time.
Kimmy! No, I'm just thinking that's well, first of all, he goes into the juvenile.
Yes, no, I understand that.
Right.
I understand that. But there are going to be people that make an argument. Well, you put them in juvenile. It's like just sending them to litigation. You know, they get meals. They get to go to school. That's a punishment. You made a commitment.
Okay, you want him to go to Attica?
There are people that would make that argument.
But you can't do that to that kid.
Look, these are serious offenses.
Yes, they are.
So the adults that were arrested in this case, and I say adults over 18, they're looking at second-degree burglary and third-degree grand larceny. Those are charges that could put adults away for a little while. And there are those who believe that being harsh on a 13-year-old will send a message. The 13-year-old, if you don't straighten up and fly right, this is what you're looking at for the rest of your life.
Oh, like a scared straight situation.
Would you agree with that?
No.
No?
No.
No.
It probably wouldn't work.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, like, so if you send this kid to, like, a serious, like, adult situation.
Sure.
Well, then he's just screwed for life.
You're saying the kid's life's over if you make that decision.
Pretty much.
Okay. Why?
Because he's going to have that on him. He'll never get a job.
Okay.
Like, anybody that has a conviction, try getting a job.
Well, right now it's easy.
I don't know.
Easy, maybe not the word. There have been several stories about companies that have, for years, not hired people with felony convictions. I don't know if this is a
felony.
And
God forbid, do you put that kid in with adults, what happens to him?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, physically.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine putting him in the juvie system, but not in the adult system, because there was no violence committed, if I'm not mistaken.
As far as we know, nothing there. But there would also be the argument, this is a stepping stone to something like
it
that.
It is. But I don't think that fixes it, man. That kid's going to come out at the other end of an adult system. That don't look good to me.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question, then, Mr. Soft on Crime. Tommy Ulay, you think he'd be a good radio host, but is he too soft on crime? Because I can make the devil's advocate argument that if you're soft on this 13-year-old and you put him in the system for a little while and he gets back out, well, he knows that he can go do whatever he wants and not face any real punishment till he's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do about that? Now he's stealing cars all over the place. He walked into an ice cream shop, stole the whole ice cream machine.
What, he got all the ice cream?
He's got his own ice cream machine in his room that he didn't pay for, all because you wanted to be soft on crime, much like the ice cream coming out of that machine. I mean, that doesn't concern you at all?
But I don't know if that fixes it anyway, man. I mean, all this stuff, I mean, the crime's out of control, everybody wants to say, right?
Okay.
Homicides are out of control. We've done all this hard-ass policing. We've done all this hard-ass on crime.
Mm-hmm.
and it just keeps staying here. Okay. So you had a war on drugs. Drugs still hanging around.
Lost the war on drugs.
So what's the answer? I don't know. But it doesn't seem like we go in the right direction.
The phone number is 222-6000. What do you do with a 13-year-old accused of burgling homes and stealing cars on a Ronda quake? Kimmy?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I guess I don't know what the answer is, but you want to give a 13-year-old in this situation the best chance at a second chance. And I don't know what that would be. I don't know if you can... If a harsher punishment is enough to scare them into, you know, turning their life around, or if, you know, a different kind of program would set them on a better path. I don't know what the better option is in that situation. I just don't know enough about it.
Kimmy Burnson says she's tough.
How about you send one of those? You're so influenced by the adults in this situation that you hope that they can learn to make their own decisions.
So to your point, the other folks arrested in this crime were all of age.
Yeah. Right.
So he's a 13-year-old
hanging
out with...
He probably got manipulated by these older adults, too, a little bit.
It's possible.
Right?
That's a valid argument
cool,
to make.
Cool, you know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's very possible, maybe even likely that happened, but we can't be sure.
How about this? Because I remember they used to have these places, and I think they were out west, that they were almost like military-style boot camps that they put juveniles in.
Okay, yeah.
So they went out there for like a month, and it was like... horrible conditions, and like they scared the crap out of them.
So wait, you're telling me that if I had some like kid that was a juvenile delinquent and I were to send them off to military school,
straighten them right up,
that when they came home, not only would they be not dicks anymore, they would have great grades?
Yes, but at least they would make their bed.
You're describing you dick, and that did nothing to help you at all.
All right, so you're saying there's a lot of people that want to lock him up, adults.
No, I mean, I know. I was reading the stuff on Facebook when this story came out.
A lot of people want him locked up.
Yeah, this seems to be the breaking point story, at least from what I've seen, of when you're soft on crime, when it comes to kids, this is what you get.
Right.
But, I mean, look, you're...
But these kids are they're young.
I agree with you.
I'm not dealing with an adult here. I'm generally thinking about yourself at 13 and how you could have been manipulated.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I was manipulated. Like, I did worse stuff in military school than I did around the house.
And I think that's one of the biggest arguments for folks, because don't get me wrong, man, I agree with everything you just said. I think one of the biggest arguments you can make as to why you want to try and direct this kid another way is if you put them somewhere where they're around other people doing it, you're just making them a better...
You do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Better criminal.
And, like, just to give perspective, because I see you guys on hold, 13 years old is middle schooler. So you're looking at, like, 7th, 8th grade.
Yeah.
It's a year older than my oldest daughter.
Right.
Like, you know my oldest daughter.
Right.
Her breaking into a house and stealing a car. But it's also insane to think that that kid would have that potentially in them.
But if you get influenced by older kids, you do stupid stuff, which we all did. We all thought those kids down the street were cool, the older kids that were messing, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't have anybody there telling you no, there you go.
Phone number is 222. Tommy, hold on. I mean, let me do devil's advocate.
Yeah,
all right, well, you don't know the difference between right and wrong at 13 years old. You made a commitment to right and wrong.
Oh, I knew what was right and what was wrong. Wrong looked way more fun.
But see, here's the thing. If you knew there was a legitimate punishment coming down the line, that you were going to be treated harshly, doesn't look as fun, does it?
True, but I don't know if a 13-year-old can wrap their head around that as I can.
Okay. So phone number is 222-6000. We're going to go to the phones in a sec. I would love to talk to people that got in trouble as youngsters or folks that had kids with issues like this that they were raising. What is the right move here? And what helped you? What didn't help you? Because that's really the only perspective that's going to be one that's worth anything. Right?
Somebody that's gone through it.
Exactly. Let's talk to Joe. He's on CMF. Hey, Joe. How are you, buddy?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, bud. What's up?
All right. Well, first of all, worst crime podcast in the
But.
It's a lot about influences. Now, without getting too personal, I was going down a dark path around the same age, and it was a lot about who I was hanging out with, and a lot of it was my older brother's friends. And then thanks to my older brother, he's like, we can't be hanging out with these kids, because he caught on to it. He's obviously much older than I was. So for this kid, it sounds like he was the only 13-year-old in the group with a bunch of older 18-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I got from the story that I saw, Joe.
Yeah, so it's just, I usually don't agree with Tommy, but I don't think we should be taking it all out on this kid because he was with a bunch of older kids who should be held more responsible, because they are older. They're adults. That's where the I'm okay coming down hard on the law. But with this 13-year-old, there's got to be a better situation than putting them in jail in an addict situation or in a long-term situation.
Joe says he's been in this scenario before, but it turns out Joe is soft on crime. All right, Joe, let me ask you this. Having gone through something, you know, going down this path, whatever, what age are you comfortable dropping the hammer on a kid accused of a crime like burglary and, you know, grand larceny?
I said I have a pretty hard stance on this for a lot of things. 16. If you can operate a vehicle and get a driver's license, then you should be responsible enough to know the law.
All right, but I mean, look, 16 is still easily influenceable, Joe.
It is, but I mean, you're also at an age where if we're saying that you're responsible for getting behind a car and operating it around town, then you should be held to a higher standard than, you know, someone that's 13. To me, there's a huge development gap as a human being between 13 and 16.
Joe said he was soft on crime until he wanted to lock up a 16-year-old for life for stealing an ice cream machine. Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, have a good rest of the day. I find it weird. Mm. 3 years is not that much
time.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to say 18. It was weird that he chose 16. After having the take on the 13-year-old.
Sure.
As a 16-year-old, the things a girl could talk me into was just about anything if I thought there was going to be some action.
You got talked into things as a 30-year-old.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, but along those lines, then again, talking about this story, those burglaries, car thefts in Irondequoit about a week ago, arrests have started to they've started to make arrests. Included in those arrests, a 13-year-old kid. And folks, look at this story, and you see it on social media. You're gonna lock the kid up. You gotta throw the fuck at him. Let these other kids know that that's what I'll be tolerated. Tommy.
Yeah.
I will ask you what I asked Joe.
Go ahead.
What age are you comfortable throwing the book at a kid?
I would say 17, 18 years old.
Okay, so legal adult.
Yeah, or borderline. I don't know what 17 falls under.
So for age of sexual consent, you're legal. For 18, you're an adult.
Right, I would say 17.
Which, can we talk about that for just one quick second?
With that wiggle room there?
Yeah, like I can have sex with
big
this person at 17, but they can't vote for the president of the United States.
You can't. You can't be committed to the process for another year.
Take your clothes off. Let's have sex. And I'm going to go vote. You got to stay here. How is that not a
thing? I don't know.
You gotta cut it out somewhere.
Hey, no, but like,
a group of men sat in a room and figured this stuff out.
I'm just saying, like, why don't we just make it 18?
Yeah, they could have.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Creepy-ass
old men.
What the hell, man? Okay, do you guys remember the bad kid from school? And when I say bad, I mean like bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
There were always layers to that kid. Like, those kids, if you talk, because I know you talk to those kids, right? I talk to those kids. Kimmy, I don't know. You're all prissy. If you had conversations with those kids, they were always easy to get along with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know what their home life is like. And there are two kids that stick out in my head that I went to middle school with personally, right? And both of them have done time as adults.
Oh,
and they might still be in, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they got in trouble all the time, like serious cop trouble.
Yeah.
But I really liked those guys. And they weren't always dicks. Like, if they opened up, like if you were just shooting the crap with them, they would always say things you didn't expect. Because, I don't know, isn't it?
You just assume that they're all bad in every aspect of life. Is that what you're saying?
I think a lot of people do. When you see a nameless, faceless 13-year-old accused of this crime, I think a lot of people go look at this kid and go, lost cause done, write him off. But that being said, these other guys that I liked a lot growing up, also ended up in the system.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the right move is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they were very high-functioning individuals
that I knew.
I just knew that they came from, like, I even knew, like, rich kids that came from effed-up families.
Yeah.
That had bank. And these kids were messed up bad. So, they weren't going to get fixed at home. And they just shoved them off to private school, which also didn't fix the problem.
Sure.
So I don't know where those guys, either they could be... on death row, they could also be state senators. I mean,
money.
Because I don't see a big difference between the two sometimes when they talk.
Tommy says he wants to be an elected official, but also wants every state senator on death row.
Yes.
Do you want this extreme? Fill in the blank. You know, going back to like your youth experience, like the time you lived in, much different than Kimmy and I's when it came to how we deal with teenagers and things. Mm. It is weird how we look at teenage crime now versus how we looked at it a generation or two ago, because there was a time, thank you, where a lot of people had this boys will be boys mentality, right? And maybe back then, they went a little too easy on us and you and everybody else.
They did.
But it kind of feels like it's like looped around now, where people, now, I understand that you have the laws that are going to protect kids that get in trouble from actually going to adult prisons, but people want that. Like, they want it. Like, if you go look at the comments on this story, like, man.
I can't imagine, like, if I worked inside the prison system as a guard or whatever layers of management they have in a prison system, that they want to deal with a 13-year-old kid in these violent,
for them,
in this violent environment.
Okay.
Because they're on the hook for that kid.
Sure.
God forbid something happens to that kid. That's a news story that's on them. I don't think they want that responsibility.
I agree with you, but let's counterpoint that, and this is a terrible thing to say. But if you had a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid that was arrested for serious crimes, how many of the people that wanted them locked up would be upset that some, well, the kid, he made a decision, and he, that's where he ends up. That's what happens. That's what happens when you make a poor decision.
Yes,
you
I guess, but that's a lot to put on a 13-year-old and a prison system that struggles to deal with the adults in the room.
No, look, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I'm just trying
I mean,
to
there's a reason why we set up a juvenile system.
Sure.
That we had the wherewithal to realize that you can't put these two things together.
All right, to that point, we have Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Breakroom Facebook page talking about a 13-year-old kid arrested as part of that crime spree that happened in Irondequoit last week. Homes broken into, half a dozen cars stolen. This comes in from James. James says you could put him in the juvenile system and try and set him right, but that's not going to help. How many kids in the juvenile system end up doing real time? Are they being... are they being fixed on soft policies, or are they being taught to be better criminals with no consequences until I just have to pay for them to eat and sleep and shower every day?
Oh, but that's a catch-22 scenario, because you're telling me if I put him in the juvenile system, it doesn't, it's broken.
Yeah, right? That's what you're
saying.
And
he's going to end up in the prison system.
Yeah, sure.
Which is also broken, which means he, if he gets out, he still is a criminal. So what do you want? You want to try to save the kid at 13, or do you just want to throw him right into the mix where he's still going to be out in the street in anywhere from 5 to 10 years? Still going to get that same kid, or maybe you got a shot at some of them over here. So let's say you save out of the – let's say the percentages are you keep 20% of those kids out of the system for life.
Straight and narrow.
Right.
Okay.
And the other system is you just threw them in the system, so they're in.
Okay.
And they come out criminals.
All right. But, guys, no, listen, I agree with what you said. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with what you said.
Or they could, you know, they could hit the library and the gym and they could come out really jacked lawyers with ponytails for some reason and weird hats.
I mean, it all comes down to this, right? Because I'm getting a lot of Facebook messages. Mm-hmm. Where are the parents? Where are the parents? Look, the parents, if that's the problem here, they ain't here. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't just manufacture parents for the kid.
Right.
So what's the solution then?
We need to lock up the parents.
That's not.
Let the kids run the house.
That's an argument that people make. If your kid gets in trouble, you do the time for
it. Right, but who takes care of that kid?
Who was taking care of the kid in the first place?
Okay, but now you're awarded the state, so now everybody's in the system?
Okay, so let's
what
talk about...
what do you do with the dog?
You bring that up. I'm sorry,
is
Ryan.
Is there a dog system?
Ryan is on hold making this point. Hey, Ryan, you're on CMF, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Hey, why not getting these... the parents responsible. You know, if you're driving in your car and your kid doesn't have a seatbelt, they're not going to charge the kid and give the kid a ticket. That's your ticket. So like they did in that one school shooting, they should start charging these parents for the crime that their kid commits. And then maybe then they'll want to take responsibility for their kids, because I think it comes down to miseducation and ignorance on the parent. Your child is a representation of you. So I think if it's a bad parent, pretty much probably have a bad parent. That's my opinion.
So you want to lock up? So you want to lock up the parent for what the child did?
Correct? Why not?
Okay, so let's say.
Hold on.
All right, so let's say you got a single mother, four kids. Father's not in the picture. We don't know where he is.
Okay.
All right. So we lock her up. What do we do with those three other kids?
Foster care, baby.
No, okay, but that's on who?
By the way, you make it sound like a vacation. Like,
baby.
Come on, who wants to go?
Who's running it, Telly Savalas?
You're looking for excuses and reasons why this stuff's happening. It's because of bad parenting.
No, but I mean, think Tommy's point. Oh, go
but
ahead,
you pull the parent out of the situation. Now I've got three other kids that I have to put into foster care.
Well, maybe those kids will think twice before breaking in if they know mama's going to be going to jail.
What?
Or maybe the mama will keep the kids inside and... you know, keep better track of their children. So a 13-year-old ain't running around the neighborhood breaking into houses.
Yeah, but what about the parents that can't, Ryan? Like, what about?
What do you mean they can't? They don't have kids. I don't understand. What do you mean you can't?
Okay, Ryan, let me paint you a scenario. Whoa, Ryan. Whoa.
I'm just wondering.
You hate moms.
I'm about to tell
you. Let's see your what if.
Okay. There are lots of situations where a couple get together, mm-hmm. have children, it doesn't work out, and all of a sudden you are stuck with kids that you thought you were raising with somebody else. You have to go to work. You have things to do. You're an adult responsible for other people. You can't be there all the time. Hell, two parents have a hard time being there for their kids all the time.
Well, I have two kids, and I'm separated from my kids, and I'm still a parent to my children.
So you have them every day, Ryan?
No, of course not. So I talk to them every day.
No, but that's different. But Ryan, that's different. Like, if you are a single parent that is responsible for your kid every single day, when do you go to work? And Ryan, let's be real here. You, me, Tommy, a lot of guys listening. Mm-hmm. You never did dick things behind your parents' back when you were a kid?
I mean, of course I did.
Should your parents have been, hold on. Should your parents have been held responsible for every stupid decision you made outside of their jurisdiction?
To some extent, I think, yes. But no, not everything. But, I mean, that just brings back the point like a seatbelt. If you have your seatbelt, you get stopped.
Well, no, because your kid's right in front of you. Your kid's right in front of you.
To the kid.
Right, what I'm saying is, when do we get to lock up your mom? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. My mother's a saint.
Not what I hear. Not from her son. Ryan, thanks
hey,
for
I
the
love your guys' show.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for the call. I
go
appreciate
Bills.
It. Go Bills.
Yeah, I don't think locking up the parents is going to fix it.
Well, the argument is simple. When you turn it back around on what did you do as a kid, mm-hmm. should your mother be locked up? Well, yeah. No.
Of course, my mother was the same.
There you go. So then that's not the answer, obviously. Yeah. Let's take a break.
All right.
Let's go from what you should be doing with kids.
All right. Locking them up?
No.
To locking up your mother? Giving your mother the chair. Make her hold a pie while she gets electrocuted. Hot apple pie. Your mother in hell baking pies with no oven.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just putting Ryan's mother in hell.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tommy, as time moves forward and technology gets better, mm-hmm. there are more ways to share the unexplainable.
Oh, all right.
And I know you, for some reason, have planted your flag, and this is absolutely impossible.
Yes.
But you're one of the rare ones who haven't changed their mind over the last 20 years.
Because of what they've seen?
No. Because of, well, I guess, yes. Yeah. You're hanging out the break from Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. More than one half of people believe aliens have already visited Earth.
Okay. All right. So how much?
More than one half. 57%.
Oh. Aliens are doing better than Biden.
Tough times, though. Yeah. Thoughts on that right out of
Okay, so they believe that, so are they, is there a certain amount of people who say that they've been in contact?
So I don't know what that number would be.
I think it's just the belief in them.
Mm. So this the one that I saw was that there have been alien craft that have been at our planet. And I think this is being driven by...
So not so much they had a personal experience, it's just they think it definitely happened.
Yes, like there have been, there's been a lot of videos of UFOs that have been caught on social media that have been circulated.
But they're just lights in the sky.
Well, it's unexplainable.
I have not seen
things.
Any registration numbers. nothing.
Well, yeah, no, they're riding without paper. We got the busted aliens coming in. No, we got everything to pull us over, man. Now, there have been legitimate congressional hearings recently on what the Air Force and other armed forces know about unidentified flying objects.
Right.
Combine that with the fact that everybody has a phone in their pocket now.
But nobody's got a picture of one of these dudes.
Well, but they have pictures
of ladies.
Oh, alien chicks coming up,
Space Jenner.
Despite the fact that you have seen things you can't explain, that you have legitimate military personnel who have been in the sky with these things that say they can't explain them.
Right.
You still don't think there's any legitimacy.
I don't think there's anything out there.
Okay.
I don't think there's another planet full of people. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything. I think space is just this big, empty nothing.
So you don't even think like...
Are we talking about outside of Earth or your head? I can't figure out where we're at.
I think it starts in my head and goes all the way out into the vastness of outer space.
So take out aliens that have made it to Earth. Like you're saying like there isn't any life on any of those planets, period.
I don't even think there's like some planet that hasn't even evolved like to us, like caveman planet. No, this is it.
Okay.
Like I can only believe what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything out there.
Okay. No, you could also use...
That's what an alien would say.
Bro, that would be the least surprising information ever, that he's been an alien undercover this whole time. Right? Because like even your head is shaped like an alien with a skin suit over him. So here's where it gets really strange.
Listen.
So we told you right now, 57% of Americans believe that there have been aliens at this planet.
Yeah, they've come down, they've been around.
In 1996, only 1 in 5 people believed that. Compare that to almost 3 in 5 now.
Too much evidence now.
Yes, over the last 20 years, Kimmy, you're right.
But there is no evidence. There's just lights in the sky.
Well, been like these weird videos, to Pat's point, put out by, I think, like, you know, actual government
agencies, yes,
that they say themselves, we cannot explain what this is. They're not saying it's aliens, but they're like, we don't know what kind of technology.
But nothing's fallen off of these things. Like one, you know, lug nut has come off of one of these things. We can go a space lug nut. All right, I got it. Their license plate flew off. Found like that DB Cooper. Like we found something of the dude, like a shoe.
Okay, explain to me then.
Space garbage.
Explain. Do you trust our United States military?
Yeah, I do, but all they can tell you is they don't know what it is.
It was a yes or no question.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then answer me this question, smart guy. Mm. When you have members of our military, folks that are in planes, so these are not dumbass people.
No, these are guys who fly it up there. Yeah.
That are looking at you saying, I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen anything move like this before. It was right in front of my face. It disappeared. It showed up again. It moved here. It moved there. What is that?
I have a question for that guy.
Sure.
You had 7 rockets on that thing. You didn't think about shooting that son of a bitch down?
Okay, we're in a tense multinational situation right now.
You don't know what you're shooting at.
Yeah, and North Korea fired a nuclear missile over Japan.
That guy kills his fish in the guard shack.
There's word now that Putin out in Russia is thinking about using a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
You think that firing a missile at an unidentified flying object wouldn't start a problem?
What was it going to stop him? We need to blow these sky commies out of the universe. I'm talking about commies
in space.
I don't know, man. All they can tell you is the light flashed before them.
Okay.
And then some people go, could it be meteor? Could it be reflections of stuff? They don't know.
You know, you bring up a good question. So, like, with your point, why wouldn't you blow it out of the sky? There has to be policy within the Air Force, NASA.
To shoot or not shoot?
Well, yes. Like, okay, so let's say hypothetically you got 3 fighter jets up there. Mm-hmm. They're following this thing, and this spaceship blows one of them out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you attack that?
You have to.
No, you don't. You could start a multi-planet incident, multi-galaxy.
But they fired first.
But maybe they're scared. They got lost. They took a wrong turn at Mars. They were looking for Burger King.
I would assume you would have to fire back.
Okay, and then all of a sudden, like here comes, like all of a sudden, the sun is blocked out by this giant ship slowly moving towards.
Now
us.
It shows up.
Phone number is 226,000. Over half of Americans now believe that aliens have been on this planet at some point, either in the sky, whatever. That is 3 times the amount than 20 years ago. Mm. Tommy doesn't believe any of it. Doesn't believe they've been here. Doesn't believe they exist at all. Right. Rich is on CMF. Hey, Rich, how are you, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm a Tommy Ho, but
Ho on, my man.
Never say that again, Rich.
The Ho Patrol.
I'm an UFO theorist, and I swear to God, I saw videos of, like, they say they're most of them are Tic Tacs now, coming up and out of the water and straight up and out and straight down and in to the water.
Can I pause you? Can I pause you? Did you mean to say TikToks, Rich?
No, it's like a Tic Tac.
Oh, the actual thing is shaped like a Tic Tac. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rich. I'm sorry.
But anyway, I've got one other point to make. The chick on CNN, I think she's between 10 and 12. I believe she's an alien. If you put her up against a gray, you know, side by side, she looks like an alien.
He's now naming different types of alien species.
Us. And Tommy, you're drinking too much alcohol to think that all those suns or stars are not planets that have planets around them that are just like us, you know, even more advanced. So thank you, guys.
So that might mean, like, you think there's an advanced you out there.
He's out. He's gone.
That is how I expect every alien enthusiast to talk.
All right. So here's the problem. Rich calls the show every once in a while.
Yep.
We like Rich.
Crazy Rich.
Okay. But see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can have an intelligent, theoretical alien conversation.
Well, he gets a little flustered when he calls it.
No. I'm not blaming Rich, but okay. I'm saying guys like Rich, after we're having this discussion about what's possible, what's been seen, what's unexplainable, he calls up, and then Tommy just sits there quietly smiling at me like a dick. Like, oh, you this guy?
Yeah. The guy that wants to bang the chick on CNN between 11 and noon?
No, he doesn't, because he's an alien.
Oh, I thought he was kind of hot for her, though.
I don't know.
See, I think people just want to believe in something. Like, they just can't believe this is it. Like, I think people have to attach yourself to, like, some futuristic world or some place you're going to go when you leave.
Okay.
And, like, there's other greater things out there. They can't think it you could just stop here.
But let's get...
And I think it just stops here.
But let's get philosophical, man.
I don't know how to do that.
No, we're going to. It's going to happen. No, because you just started with it. You know, it's people's wanting to
believe. I can philosophize.
All right. Well, let's say aliens do exist.
Okay, they do.
That completely undermines the idea of organized religion that we grew up our whole lives with. Because let's use Christianity, for example, right? How I was raised in the Catholic Church. If there are other aliens, and I believe in that religious idea, did Jesus have to die for those aliens? Do they know anything about that kind of religion? If they don't, does that mean the religion I've believed in my whole life isn't correct? It messes with your belief system more than it does enforce a belief system.
Well, but then you could just say God runs all of it. He's the ultimate star hustler.
Well, then how come we have Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad and all those folks, and they don't?
Oh.
Ah!
But what if they do?
Man! But no, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
That would be weird. Like, if they come to, I know that guy.
Yeah.
What? This whole time? What?
Yeah, that's why it just sounds so cockamamie to me.
No.
Can you accept things you can't see or understand?
Yes, I think you have to.
I can't.
But here's the weird part. Like, we've seen things. We don't know what those things are, but you don't, like, have questions about those things?
No, it's a freaking light.
How'd that light get there?
Some kind of sky fart.
Why is it floating like that?
Sky fart.
You know what I'm talking about.
Farts in space! Let's go back to your original point you made a second ago. All right, you said that you cannot believe in things that you don't see.
No.
And I guess...
I mean, that's why you got eyes.
Okay, but no, there are things that happen every day that you don't see.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You just...
Congress.
These clowns in Washington.
Yeah, there's your aliens. They're in the house, the Capitol, buddy. That's where the real stuff's going on. No, go ahead.
I can name you 1,000 things you don't see on a daily basis that you just rely on believing
like
are
what?
There. Okay, how about the fact that somebody's going to save you if something goes wrong?
That's somebody I could see. That's a human being that forms a function that I know exists. I guess if I don't see that it exists,
okay.
I can't put my head around
it. All right, let me put it this way. Everybody has things that have happened in their lives that are absolutely unexplainable.
Yeah.
However you want to justify that, God bless.
Random.
Right? Okay. How do you justify that in your head?
That's random. It's just random universal stuff that just happens.
Okay.
Like I think things can be random and cruel, and it's just the way it goes.
Okay. But you're only using cruelty. What about the things that are random and exciting?
Okay.
Like, let's use your story, for example, right? You got a millionaire daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Millionaire daddy, maybe from the space program because you're actually an alien in a human suit.
Yeah.
But you're raised in this great situation.
Mm-hmm.
You squander all of it.
Right.
Right? To the point where you're working as a butcher in a grocery store wiping yourself with meat.
Mm-hmm.
You then go do stand-up comedy and you're terrible at it.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody hates you.
Yeah.
Right? You almost... like the comedy collapse that happened in the early 90s was all because of Tommy Lee. Yes, absolutely. But you luck into this job. Mm-hmm. And it's the only job you're qualified for. Mm-hmm. And you're really good at it. And you've been able to do it for a very long time.
Yeah.
And all of that's completely random.
Yes, yeah, completely random.
The fact that you got a phone call from a guy who you'd never met before, would you like to be a co-host on my radio show?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out to the point where you were able to afford a house and build a family,
yes,
and make friends and live in a city you've never been to before in your life.
Ruin another marriage, yeah.
And that's all random.
All random.
I think that you are being arrogant.
And do you think, but there's people that have other stories,
mm-hmm,
that same thing.
Yes.
You think it was all pre-planned?
I don't know. I'm not saying it's pre-planned, and I don't know if there's any divine intervention
there
or anything
no
like
divine.
That.
Who's divine?
That,
I think I opened for her.
Damn it, you got there first.
I'm a very cynical person.
As am I.
And a very dark person.
As am I. But I think that you making these statements,
mm-hmm,
you believing that you have everything figured out, makes you 1,000 times more dumb than a guy like Rich who believes the CNN lady is an alien.
But he's waiting. But he's waiting for something. I think he's waiting for something that's not going to come.
Okay.
I think he's waiting for some kind of like thing that's going to. Oh, the skies are going to open up and everybody's going to be groovy. You know what I mean?
That's something an alien would say. Like, you're just learning English now.
Yeah, buddy.
Can't read, can't speak.
Can you dig it?
Only eats vegetables.
And rats.
No, but okay, let's break down. I'm going to break down you, man.
Go ahead, man.
Because you sit here like you got it all figured out, mm-hmm, right? Like everything's random and completely. Look, when you do that,
mm-hmm,
you don't have to make yourself vulnerable. You don't have to expose yourself to the idea that you don't have everything figured out. And expose yourself to the idea that maybe there are things that exist that you will never understand.
Or control.
You would rather be ignorant and think yourself smart and look down on other people than realize you don't know things.
Yeah, I think that's a valid statement.
And that makes you a small person.
But it also makes me, I'm not uncomfortable with that.
That's fine. But you're uncomfortable with the idea that there are things that happen that you cannot
control,
comprehend,
or control.
No, because everything happens that you can't control. Almost everything in the world happens.
But you kind of want to think you have control over things, okay, right? Don't you?
I mean, yes, people ideally.
I mean, listen, you get in your car, you come here to work in the morning, you think you got this all under control, and then random things can happen to throw you off.
True.
Unfortunately, that never happens for us, but maybe I should start praying.
I've been praying this whole break that you would just disappear.
See, it doesn't work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.